Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
By the way, I just realized we don't have a sponsor for War of the Roses. So if you have a business that you're like, well, I would love to be the official sponsor of War of the Roses. Shoot us a text real quick. 757-104. We'll get you on as a sponsor or something. Because everything else is sponsored. Dirty Work sponsored and all that stuff. All right, let's welcome Jill to the show. Hello, Jill.
Hi, hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you this week?
My boyfriend.
Okay. Please tell me his name is Jack.
No, it's Andrew.
Okay, so no Jack and Jill. Okay, why are we putting Andrew to the test?
Well, so last weekend, he drove down to Asheville in North Carolina. Because he's going to be interviewing to be a manager at this brewery restaurant down there.
Okay, so he, you said he drove it? How long is that drive? I'm guessing it's going to be like at least 4 hours.
Yeah, it's actually 7.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, all right, so he drives down there to interview for a job.
Yeah, so, and, you know, he got a hotel for the weekend because his interview was on Saturday, but he wanted to get there and go to the brewery on Friday night to check it out and see what the vibe was.
Okay, so do a little bit of recon first. Can I ask why you didn't go with him?
I had to work all weekend.
Okay. All right, so he's down there interviewing for the job. You're here working. Continue, please.
Yeah, okay. And so I call him on Saturday night to ask how his interview went. And I actually tried to FaceTime him, but he declined my FaceTime. So in a couple of minutes, he calls me back, and he's like, I was like, you don't want to FaceTime with me? And he goes, well, it's not that. I just don't have the Wi-Fi password from the hotel in, so I thought I'd just call. So, you know, we talked about the interview and stuff. He said it went okay. And then right before he said goodnight, I heard him talking, and I hear a toilet flush in the background.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, was there somebody else in the room with him? Or was he sitting on the toilet?
Oh, okay, okay. So it was sort of in the background, and you're like, how could you be talking to me and using the bathroom at the same time?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, maybe he was pooping when you called him. Like, maybe that's the real reason he declined your FaceTime. Maybe it wasn't the Wi-Fi. Maybe he was just pooping.
I mean, I guess, but I still think it's pretty strange that he said he didn't have the Wi-Fi password, though. I mean, you're in a hotel for 2 days. You never got the Wi-Fi password?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally like one of the first things I do after I check into a hotel. I get, you know, everyone on Wi-Fi. I mean, you're paying for it, essentially, so you might as well use it.
So either he didn't FaceTime because he didn't want you to know somebody else was in that room with him and they flushed the toilet, or he didn't FaceTime because he was pooping and was probably doing that while you were on the phone and just finished. So... well, let's put Andrew to the test here. Either way, we'll call him up. We'll offer him the chance to send some free roses to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, and before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Starting at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Andrew, please.
This is Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users and we reward those people with a little prize. Basically, as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
I was a winner?
Yes, you were a winner. Congrats.
Well, that's a pretty awesome way to start a Monday.
I know, right? Well, if you have a minute, I can tell you about your prize.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so this month's prize is flowers, and everybody who wins receives a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. Now, the reason I was calling you is because we've discovered that a lot of our guy winners, they really don't want the flowers, but instead they want us to send them to their wife or girlfriend, which is something that we'd be more than happy to do. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather us send them to you directly?
No, you can send them to somebody.
Okay, so let me just get some info from you real quick. Okay, so the first thing I need to know is who would you like us to send the flowers to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay, sure. First name is going to be Heather, and the last name is spelled just like the ice cream.
Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card as well. So what message would you like to print on the card? It could say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
I guess just put down from your favorite super stalker, Drew.
So you're a stalker.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I met her on Instagram and drove 7 hours to meet her in person, but I think that probably qualifies as stalking.
That definitely qualifies as stalking.
Hang on a second. You drove 7 hours to meet a girl? Did you not go on a job interview?
Oh, snap!
Andrew!
Yeah?
So there was no job interview. You drove down there to meet a girl. Was she in your hotel room with you?
Actually,
going to go ahead and finish out what he was going to say, which was, she was in my hotel room, and I'm totally a cheater.
And I'm a complete loser because I drove 7 hours to meet somebody I stalked on Instagram.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.